this festive season gives us a chance to reflect upon the year that was. That's the year 2018. But most importantly, it gives us a chance to refresh and to re-strategize and to replan. Now, the problem is many people tend to look at the end of your festivities from a perspective of all fun, and they forget to reflect upon the achievements and the failures that they had throughout the year, and they wait until when it's first the next year, that is 2019, is when they now try and begin to make rash resolutions. But I think we should use this period, this festive season, to reflect upon our successes, to see how far we went into achieving the goals that we had set for ourselves in 2018, and to have some kind of evaluation, personal evaluation, and to reflect deeply in order to understand what else can we do better, in order that we can do better. And we can do this not just for ourselves, but also for our family goals, for our relationship goals, for our business goals, for our different kind of targets. So don't just think that the festive season is just a time for you to have fun, but at the same time, it's a time for you to relax and think about how you can make 2019 better. That way, when it comes to first January 2019, then you will have enough, you would have done enough planning, or you would have had enough points to know exactly what should be your goals come 2019, what will be your targets, what will be your projects that you're going to focus on. That way, you won't rush into setting unrealistic targets and goals for your year, but instead you would have reflected, and when the time comes, you are going to smash it. So I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2019. Of course, I started this podcast at the end of the year, and I believe that in 2019 we are going to have even more interactions. It has been a pleasure, and if you have anything that you'd like me to speak about, just feel free, drop me an email, drop me a message on my WhatsApp or Facebook, or even on this platform, or you can even alternatively give me a shout out, and of course I will make sure that I speak about what you'd like me to address. Until next time, it has been a pleasure. My name is Mohani Kibanja Gamaliel, and this is Paul Speak. Thank you. Thank you.